We are on Daf Samach Dalet Amid Beis. Let us just again see the Gemara and Rashi, and then see the Tosfos and the sugya of Koyretam. The Gemara says, Nimsa Leo Koyretam. If you find on the Eka Koyretam, so Zeirik Es Adam Voichel Es Hashar. So you throw away the dam and you eat the rest of the egg. Omar Rab Yirmiye, Vuhu Shenimtza Al Kesher Shelo. Rabbi Yirmiye said, Vuhu Shenimtza Al Kesher Shelo. So Rashi learns Pshat, Vuhu Shenimtza Hadam Al Kesher Shelo. Who, the Kesher, who Zera Shel Tarnagel. This is the Zera of the Tarnagel. Hakosho Barosh Hagad Hakat Shel Beya. But that, this is kosher, the zera of the Talmagel is kosher, b'roi shakat shalbeya. As you mentioned yesterday, there's a very nice picture in the art school. Umishom yitziras afroyach masrelas. And the yitzira of the afroyach starts from the kesher. V'kiven the adayin husham, if the dam is still by, if the dam is still by the kesher, loinis pazer b'shar habeya. So it did not spread out b'shar habeya. Hilkach oichel hashar. Avol nimtza al chelmoin shelo. But if the dam we find on the chelmoin, on the yoke of the beya, kula asure, so then the whole beya is also. Ked mafosh lekamon, the shada tichla bekula, which means nispasha takilkul bekula. So let us just see what Rashi is saying over here. Rashi is adding a lot of words in Rabbi Yirmiye. The Baraisa said, nimsala koire dam, zeirik es adam, voichal es asha. Omar Rabbi Yirmiye, vuhushe nimsa al kesher shelo. So Rashi says, so he means to say, then the din is zeirik es adam, but this you have to add in. That's the, if it's on the kesher. But if it's on the chelmoim, so then the whole bay is also. This is what Rabbi Yirmi is coming to say. Tony the story Abu the Rab Abturiki, Loishonu al Shanimson al Chelboin Shelo. When is it Zoyrika Saddam Shanimsa al Chelboin Shelo? Abu Nimsa al Chelmoin Shelo. Afilu beya asure, my time the shoda tichlo bekulo. So Rashi says in the Beraisa, Tony the story of Uderab Abturiki, al chelboin al kesher, kedamorom, tichlo loshen shikol bereyes. So according to Rashi, Rabbi Yirmiye and Rabbi Abturiki are saying the same thing. Rakert, Rabbi Abturiki is more explicit. Here he says clearly, Avol nimsa al chelmein shelo afilu beya asure, that the bey is also, and that's what Rabbi Yirmi also meant. Rashi says that the bey is also, and then Rashi also says that what Rabbi the story says chelmein means the kesher of the chelmein. Kedamor. Now let us see Tosfos. Vuhu she nimsa be kesher shelo. Perish akontres the chiyai gavne. When is there the halacha? That's what Rabbi Yirmi is coming to tell us. The chiyai gavna, if it's nimtzal kesher, then it's oichel ashar. Zoyrik es adam v'oichel es ashar. Kiven the nimtzal kesher, v'uzer ha-tarnagel ha-kosher b'roish ha-kad shal bayim. U'mishom yitzira safchoyach masril. The aschol of the yitzira starts from the kesher. V'kiven the adayin husham. Since the dam is still there, it did not spread out further. So that means the yitzire, the rikum of the beye, did not occur yet. It wasn't nispazer b'chol hashar. Avol im nimtza al chelmein shelo, but if we find dam on the yoke, abeye kula sure. Can the mafosh lekamon the shoda tichlo bekulo perish nispashe takilko bekulo. Vahod loinokat beloshin loishanu kedinokat abu ederab abturiki. Why didn't he say the same loshin? That means if he's explaining when is the beyamuta, when it's only on the kasha. But if it's on the helm and it's also, so lochayra, that's the loshin loishonu. Okay, then he's explaining when the bay is muta, when the bay is osa. Loishonu, when is the bay muta? Shenimsa la kasha. But if it's more, he just says, vahu shenimsa, he doesn't say the whole thing. That's Taisvis Kasha. Well, the Leinokat Veloshin Leishono, Kidinokat Abu et the Rabab Turiki, Velema Hochi, Leishono Shanimsa Kesha Shalom, Abu Yotza Hitzla Kesha Shodatikla Bekula, which would be a more elaborate Loshin. He's explaining clearly what he's saying. But Sinula Mayma Dein Loshin Kol Chachomim Shovim Bin Yinecha. That's the way he spoke. That's what he said, Vushanim Salakesha. That's what I mean. When is the Bayamuta? Vushanim Salakesha. But if it's more than the Kesha, so then the whole Bay is also. Even though the Loshan Lashonu perhaps would be more appropriate, but each Chacham has his own Losh. Fine. Umiyu Kosha LePerusha. Mida Omar bePerik Dam Shchita beKrisus. Now Taisus says Akasha. The Gemara says in Krisus the Tani beBraise. The Braise is speaking about the Isser Dam. So Dam beHimachayev Oif is also Yotzo Dam beHim sheEinam Min Boso Yotzo Dam Chagovim sheKulayet Dam Dogim also. Umashme, so from the Gemara would seem, the chihechi, the shori, dam, chagovim, vidogim, kozman, sheyeshne, aleim, venike, shehumehe. So it seems from the Gemara. The Gemara in Krisus compares, it seems they're all in one category. Dam beyim, dam chagovim, and dam dogim, they're all muta for different reasons. Beyim, sheinemin, bosor, chagovim, shekulei heter. Al kaponim, it seems all these are similar that they're muta. V'nika shehu mehen, and if it's on them, v'nika shehu mehen, hu adinami dam beyim. That means like this. If you have dam chagovim, or dam dogim, which is, you'll have it on bread, you're gonna have it in a jar, and you wanna use it as a dip, then it's also, it's marasayim, because not nikah, that it's dam chagovim, dam dogim. Maybe it's dam eifes. Fine. But if it's, you have dam dogim together with the dog, then you're allowed to eat it, because you see clearly this is dam dogim. So, lochayre, dam beyim. Now, this is going to ask him about the kikasha. Here it says, if nimtzal kasha shaloi, it's zayre kes adam, the egg is mutter. In fact, this was, not only the egg should be mutter, the dam should be mutter. Dam beyim is mutter. So Mamela Sotosis is a terrible problem. What's Pshat Nah Gemara? The Gemara in Krisis says Dam Beyim is Muta. So why are you saying Rikas Adam when it's Nimtza La Kesha? V'yesh Loima. Now Tosis is going to say on this Kesha three Mahalchim. The Midarabonon Hichmiru B'Dam Beyim Gzeira Otu Dam Oif Shabeya the bo mimeno, or the rosh is noilad mimeno. So Taisvis starts off by saying like this, 100% right. Mina teire, dam beyim is muta. The dam you have on a bey is muta. But the rabbonon asserd dam beyim, since a bey comes from an oif, and an oif, the oif of the dam of an oif is also mina teire. So they said the dam of a beye that's noilad min ha'oif is also min ha'rabonon. There's epis ha'shaychus with a knife, it comes from a knife. So they asked this dam min ha'rabonon kilu it's dam oif. Dam oif is also min ha'teire. Dam beyim is muta min ha'teire, but rabonon asked dam beyim min ha'rabonon. So all dam beyim is also min ha'rabonon. So it says over here, Zoyrik as a dam, mit a rabona, dam beim is also. Umid a reise, shori, min a teure is mutter. ואף אף על פי שפרויח נויצר משום, now when it's on the kesher, so לחיירה, the whole reason דם ביים is mutter, is because it's not mean bosa. Now the kesher is going to become bosa. So maybe the kasher is not shver. I mean, that what the Gemara says, dam beyim is mutter, that means dam beyim that won't become bosa. What's the din of the dam on the kesher, which will become bosa, maybe that's taka osa. So Taisa says, no, midaraisa shori afa pisha froyach noitza misham. Even though the froyach was noitza misham, dahainu al kesher shalom, there's no bosa. So now let us appreciate what Taisvis is saying in the first Taisvis. So Taisvis in the first Taisvis is telling us, Dam Beyim in a Taisvis Mutter, Midarabonon is also. Midarabonon, there's no difference whatsoever where the Dam is. If the dam is on the kesher, if it's not on the kesher, dam beyim is also midarabonon, because abeya comes from a knife, and then the dam of a knife is also midarabonon. Dam beyim is also midarabonon. So you have to understand. So it says like this: nimtza leh koyre dam zayrik es adam voichel es asha. That's what it said in the Baraisa. So now before Rabbi Yirmiyah, so what's shot in this? Yeah, because midarabonon dam beyim is also nimso lekoyre dam zayrek es adam voichel es asha. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah vohu she nimso al kesher shalom. Now, what is Rabbi Yirmiyah coming to tell us? And if you find it in a different place, that there's a different halacha, it's also the same thing. Dam is also midarabonon vohu she nimso al kesher shalom. So Rabbi Yirmiyah is coming to tell us something else. He's not telling us when it's Zayrik Es Adam. It's always Zayrik Es Adam. But he's going on the second aloch of the Barais. The Barais said, Vo'oichel Es Hashar, that you can eat the rest of the egg. When can you eat the rest of the egg? Mushanim Sal Keser Shalom. It wasn't Nispaza. But if it was Nispaza, then the whole egg is also fine. That's Rabbi Yirmiyah is coming not to tell us. Rabbi Yirmiyah is coming to tell us not Issa, he's coming to tell us, Issa on the egg. He's coming to Machat, the Baraisa said, you're allowed to eat the egg, you're not allowed to eat the dam. I'm telling you it's not Poshe, not all the time. If it's only Nimsala Kesha or any other place, I mean even the Kesha, if it's Samaz in another place in the egg, then there's a Din Zarika Sadam and you eat the Beya. But if it's more than the kesher, and it was nispashit and the chelmain, well, we'll see it. So then, you're not allowed, so Rabbi Yirmiyah is coming to tell us an iser on the whole egg. That's what Rabbi Yirmiyah is coming to be mechadish. There's a time when the whole egg is also. Now, kan shoyel aben, why is the whole egg also? If it's nispashit, the whole egg is also. So be'emison, I saw in Chadoshim Gam Yishonim for Rabbi Yonis and Zuchayim Elabroche, he has two mahalchim to explain when it's nispashit that the whole egg is also. Why is the whole egg also? So one mahalch he wants to say that if it's nispashit from the kesher, it went further than the kesher, then I say the dam was nispashit in the whole egg. I don't see the dam in the whole egg, so I can't see the dam. But that was the chiddush of Rabbi Yirmiyah. If the dam is concentrated in the kesher, you see it didn't go out of the kesher, so you can rest assured the dam is there. That dam is also midarabonon. That's dabeim. That's also midarabonon. Period. But if you see became nispashit, it went from the kesher into the chelmai. So memele, then you have to know the dam was nispashit in the whole egg. I don't see it. You can't see the dam. But it was nispash, a simen that was nispash in the whole leg, so you're not allowed to eat the whole leg. Why? Because of the iser dam. That's one mahalach, that Rabbi Yonison wants to say. And then he says a second mahalach, He says the second mahalach, that if it was nispashit, it left the kesher nispashit in the chelmoim, then already it has a din of rikum. So we considered that the efroyach started to form. Then the iser is als efroyach. That's also midarabono. Efroyach betoich habay is also midarabono. And Agavulche, the Rabbeinu Gershon, I know this, Taka learns like that. Let's look at the Rabbeinu Gershon for 1 second. Yeah. V'hu shenim sadam al kesher shalom kloy. Ma shani yoymer zoyrik es hadam. V'oichel es hashar shenim sadam al kesher shalom. Aber if it was nispashe, the shod, the tichle bekula kloy ma, kvar mefuzer hadam al kol habaye kule. So, V'domi k'moy sheyesh bo yafroyach. So here he says that the iser is that the k'ilu this afroyach. So Mamela, so he says really two things. He mentions the k'var b'fus adam al kol ha-be-yakula. V'domi k'moy sheyesh bo yafroyach. I mean, he mentions both svaros. You have the dam also, and then you have k'domi k'moy sheyesh bo yafroyach. Hakaponim. So that is pshat in the first mahalach of Taisvis. That the Gemara in Krisu says, dam beyim, and dam beyim means, before it's nispashit, after it's nispashit, dam beyim is mutter, that's called dam beyim. Because there's no bosa. There's no bosa. And it's also mutter minatun asumida rabono. And, but Lamaisa Chazal made an Issa the Rabbonin, and that's what we say, Zorik as Adam, that's me the Rabbon. Void Yeshloima, second Mahalach. The Dam Sha'ala Kesha Osamina Torah. A second Mahalach is that the Dam Sha'ala Kesha is Osamina Torah. Why? The Choshev mean Boso. That's called a mean Boso. Kivin Sha'afroyach Noitzer Mimenu. Now, that's also in a Torah. That means that what I have a Gemara in Krisus that says Dam Beyim is also means Dam Beyim. But if we find the Dam on the Kesher, and this will become Afroya, this will become Boso, so this is not called Dam Beyim. This is already Dam that will become Boso, and this is also in a Torah. This is Dam, that the Gemara in Krisus isn't speaking about this Dam. Moses Dam Beyim is Mutter because it didn't mean Bosa. A Dam that will become Bosa, that's called mean Bosa, and that's also Minatoyra. It's also like a knife is also Minatoyra. Vahod Ishori b'meseches Krisus Dam Beyim. So what's the Gemara in Krisus that Dam Beyim is Mutter? Hainuk She'ein Dam Bekesha. There's no Dam Bekesha. Ela b'moki Macha. There's another place in the egg that you have some dam floating. Shemay oisai dam, this dam that's in another place in the egg that is not in the mokim where the egg starts forming to become an afroyach. Ain't afroyach noitzer. Then the afroyach will not become noitzer from that mokim. V'loi choshev min boso. That's not called min boso. That dam is muta. Lefi emes is muta. It's not zere da rabono. So it comes out that fakert, that the gemore in Krisus and our gemore is talking about two different domes. The gemore in Krisus is speaking about dam beyim, which means a dam, which this dam will never become bosa. This is dam beyim. So dam beim is mutter, mutter min atoira, mitter min rabbonon, period. Our sugya is speaking about vushen nimtza ala kesher, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, that's not the Gemara in Krisus, that's dam boso, because if it's found on the kesher, and this is the scholars yitzira of the proyer, this is called min boso. This dam is also min atoira. Umotziyu pomim rabbis, and Taisu says, these two domim, afilu la'alta somuch l'leide sabeya. That means, afilu, right before the froyach gets born, you could see in the egg, in the area where there's no froyach, you can see dam there. And that dam is mutter. That dam is dam beim. Va'oisai dam, that dam, that is not from the chelik that becomes a froyach. Va'oisai dam einei bo'ele machmas neshichas tarnagele tarnageles. It seems the neshicha, I don't know when this occurs, but this neshicha brings about that there should be dam in the beim. And this dam is a mutadike dam. So now we, according to the second pshat, we got a little stuck. So now it comes out that you could have dam that's not in the kesher and it's mutter. Dam is not in the kesher and it's mutter. Fakert dapke the dam, because the, so in Rashi says fakert if it's nispashit. So then the halacha is if it's nispashit, then the halacha is that the whole bay is also. The Ketzayisha says that dam is dam ze mutter de kedam. Uma she perish bekunteres dam shu chutz lekesha hakoil asura zelk she yeshnoi bekesha v'nispazer at she hu chutz lekesha. That means Rashi is speaking about the dam on the kesha, and you see it extended from the kesha wherever, but this is an extension of the dam that's named Salakesha. If that dam already is dam of that dam is a dam de reise, and that dam is also this already the freich if it extends from the kesher. Avok she ain dam klal ala kesher. But if you don't see any dam ala kesher. Ella b'moke macha, you see dam another place in the egg, muta, then it's muta lagamri. Then you don't have to throw it away, you can eat it, it's muta. Kedefrishis. Ve'ein lahakshayis lufi. So we have now like this, we have three halachas by dam, if it's not on the kesher, someplace else in the egg, not on the kesher, it's mutter legamri. If it's on the kesher, so then the din is, that's dam de araise, it's called min bosa, but al kaponim, it did not travel into the rest of the egg, so the rest of the egg is mutter. If it extended from the kesher, so then I see it was nispaza b'chol abeye. So then the halacha will be that the whole egg is also. And here Rabbi Yonis says, will come out very interesting. You mentioned before the chakira, when it's nispazo, why it's also. So you say, if it's also because the dam was nispazo on the whole egg, then it's also minatayre, according to this, because this dam is also minatayre. If you say it's also because it's tchilas harikum, then it's also midrabonon, because afroyech is also midrabonon. So come out, when here the Rabbeinu Gershom says it's nispazer, mefuza adam al kol abeya kule, v'domik mishesh baya afroyech, if he has come, I mean, this is Rabbeinu Gershom, it's going to be like the first Teretz of Taisus, that everything is adarabonon. And according to the second Teretz of Taisus, that the dam is adarais, why to talk about an afroyech? So then it should be also in a Torah al Tzadam, according to the second Torah. So now it comes out like this. It comes out, if the dam from the kesher was nispaza, so then then it's also in a Torah the whole life. Ben lahaksha is lefiza boso hochi, the maflik avua the rab avturiki, bein chelboin lechelmoin. That he said, when is it zayrik es adam, loy shanehu shenimtza al chelboin shalom. Avul nimtza al chelmoin shalom, afilo bei yasurim. So lechayre, the vote is not chelboin and chelmoin. The vote is if it's only on the kesher of the chelboin, so then, it's Zerik Es Adam. If it was nispashit from the kesher of the chelboin, where it went into is irrelevant. It could go into the chelboin the difference isn't chelboin and chelmoin. The difference is, if it wasn't, it was nispashet from the kesher. That's the difference. So, lefisa boso ochid amaflik avud derab abturiki ben chelboin lechelmoin. Havla laflugi bechelboin gufay. Bein ala kesher. If it's on the kesher alone, l'shein ala kesher alone, it was nispashet from the kesher. K'moy Rav Yirmiya. Why did he have to talk about chelmoin? Why did he have to talk about chelmoin? Speak about that. The lav pirchi. So Taisa says no. So mafrig bein nimtza la kesher shel chelmoin, le nimtza la kesher shel chelmoin. So if you look in the picture of the art scroll, the art scroll says that the chelmoin also is a kesher. The chelmoin also is a kesher. So my Rabbi Yirmiya is telling us Amorah the Kechidush. He's not telling us what Rabbi Abturiki is telling us a different aloche than what Rabbi Yirmiya was telling us. Rabbi Yirmiya was telling us if it was nispazel from the kesher, went out of the kesher, it's irrelevant where it went out. As soon as it went out of the kesher, the whole bay is also. That's what Rabbi Yirmiya was telling us. So forget Rabbi Yirmiya was talking about on the kesher, if it went further from the kesher, where it went is irrelevant. That's what Rabbi Yirmiya is telling us. Rabbi Abturiki is telling us, I'm not talking about went out of the kesher. There's two ksharim in the yek. There's a kesher in the chelboin. There's a kesher to the chelboin. If it's on the kesher of the chelboin, it's l'rikas adam. If it's contained in the kesher to the chelboin, so the whole leg is also. So Rabbi Yirmiya and Rabbi Abturiki are not saying the same aloha. The way Rashi said, they're telling us two different alohas. He's telling us there's a difference between the kesher of the chelboin and the kesher of the chelmoin. That's what Rabbi Abturiki is speaking about. And Rabbi Yirmiya is speaking about if it's contained in the kesher or if it's spread out of the kesher. Va'oid yesh l'forech achshmait. Now a third mahalach in Tais. Da'oche shori dam beyim legamri kehi dekrisis. That our Gemara is coming to tell us that Dam Beyim is Mutter. Now, let us just hold Cheshbon. Till now, Taisvis had said that Lemaise, the Taisin, the first Teret said, Minat Teret Mutter, Midrabonah, it's also fine. Second Teret said that the Midrabonah, it's also Mutter, but our Gemara isn't speaking about that Dam. The mutter to gedam is mutter. That's the gemara in krisis. You'll find dam stams in the middle of the egg. That dam is mutter. But our gemara isn't speaking about this. Our gemara is speaking about of the dam of the kesher. And if it went out of the kesher, if it's in the kesher, it's a kesher dam. Went out of the kesher, the whole bay is also. So our gemara bechlau did not speak about the mutter to gedam that the gemara in krisis spoke about. Taisvis in the third teretz wants to say, "Ve'oid yesh laforish." Hashmaite the hoche agemore is speaking about. Agemore is speaking about. The hashmaite the hoche shori dam beyim legamri. Agemore is speaking about when the dam alone is mutter. Ki yahi the krisis. Ve'hochi kama. Vohu shenimsa al kesher shalom. Rabbi Yirmiya is not speaking about the same din that Rabbi Abturiki is speaking about. Rabbi Yirmiya is coming to tell us a heter. That's what it says, Zoyrikes Adam. Vohu shenimsa al kesher shalom. O Zoyrikes Adam, voichalas hashah. Avolim ein dam al kesher el b'mokim acher. Mutter afilu adam, ein zorif lezorkoi. So now Toisvus is saying a pshat that Rab Yirmiya and Rab Abturiki is speaking about two different aloches. The Baraisa said that zorik as adam v'oichel as hashar. So Rab Yirmiya said, when is zorik as adam v'hu shenimtza al kesher shaloi? If you find dam in the rest of the bayah, you're allowed to eat it. So Rabbi Yirmiyah is coming to tell us a kula. Till now we were learning, Rabbi Yirmiyah was telling us a chumra. That, when is it so? If it's only on the kesha. When out of the kesha, you can't eat the shah. And that's exactly what Apotrifi is also telling us, and there's different lishaynis. He said loishanu, and he said, and Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Bahusha nimsa, and Taisus, if they both say the same thing, why did they say the same loss? Now, according to the third mahalach of Taisus, the loshan is moiradik. They're talking about two different things. Rabbi Yirmiyah is speaking about the halacha when Zayrik es Adam. That what it says, Zayrik es Adam, Bahusha nimsa la kesha. So that dam is going to become, that's called dam bosa. That dam is also. But, if it's not ala kesha, you'll have to eat the dam. That's what Rabbi Yirmiyah is speaking about. And that is the Gemara in Krisus, and our Gemara is speaking about that also. So there's a dam that's mutter to eat, if it's not ala kesha. Rab Destoy is speaking of Tani Destoy, Vudra Rab of Tatriki, he's speaking about when it's spread, Loishon, we'll say Loishon, Oshanim Sal Chelben Shalom, Avonim Sal Chelmu Shalom, Afilo Beya Asur, he's speaking about a very Adin of Nispashit. Because he thinks the whole bay is also. I remain in the Malakesh of Mokimach and Mutafaladam. Vain Sorich Lazerke. Vain Mashme be Rishalmi de Trumis. That means there's dam that's you're allowed to eat. If it's not on the Kesha, you're allowed to eat it. The Koma Bosar Ishe Vaisilar Mi Beyim Uzor. As Antosis brings down a Yerushalmi. Motso, the Yerushalmi starts like this. Motso Bem Dam, Toilof Adam. Yerushalmi Eni Masker Klau Machilas Shar HaBeyim. It doesn't speak about the rest of the egg, it speaks about the dam. Elam Yisrikas Adam. Mash Medochol Achiluk Shoim Rimam Meroim Achrei Kaim Aladam Atzmoi Kidipirashti Bishmai. That means you're going to have a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi speaks about Zayrik es Adam, and then it's going to be a whole machlokes. When is it Zayrik es Adam? When is it not Zayrik es Adam? And they're not talking about the Beyim. And Fakir, so this is very much like the third Mahalach in Tosfos, that Fakir, there's times when you have Dam in the Beyim that you're allowed to eat, there's times you're not allowed to eat. Rabbi Zeira, now let us say the Loshna of Yerushalmi, and we'll understand the taste was a little elaborate, a little bit to explain the Yerushalmi. But let's first say the Loshna of Yerushalmi. Rabbi Zeira, Solik, Lemivkere, Labchia, Berei, the Rabbi Yitzchok. Rabbi Zeira went up to be, he went up to Israel to visit Labchia, Berei, the Rabbi Yitzchok. Ashkeche, he found Labchia, the Yosef, the Koma. Now the Yerushalmi is going on the din Zayrik es Adam. So Rabbi Yitzchok, the Rabchiye said, Loishon ala chelmein. If you find the dam on the chelmein, you have to throw it away. Avol chelmein muta. But if you find dam on the chelmein, it's muta. So the while we have the Yerushalmi, so Pashtus is, we're talking about the dam, no one's talking about the egg. You find it on the chelmein, that's what the Yerushalmi said, the Zayri. You find it on the chelmein, it's mutter. Vuhu sova, now, Zayri thought, du gomal min davo, say that this is a mesoira tzadova, muskim, that means, this is a dvorm shute. Osa rababo b'shem rabbi Yochanan. Now Rav Abur came and said, "Bein bechelbein, bein bechelmein also." That the Rabbi Yochanan had said, "If you find dam, say it on the chelbein, say it on the chelmein, the dam is also." See, already a machloikis with Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya said, "It's only also if it's on the chelmein," and Rabbi Yochanan said, "If you find the dam, bein bechelbein, it's also." Fight. Tony Rav Tachlafte. Don't tell me Rab Chalafta, but Rab Shol, Chelmein, we'll see, Tais makes a grace also. Chelmein also. So what does that mean? So the Baraisa is like Chabriya. Chabriya said, Chel mei noser, chel mei mutter. Omar Abzire, now we will see Taisa going to make the guys. Omar Abzire, Hoda Omar Chel Main Osa. Now Abzire is saying like this. Hoda Omar Chel Main Osa. It's not so posh. Vishenimse Bemokim Zachusai Shel Chelmain. Maybe that's the Kesher of the Chelmain. So then the Chelmain is Osa. And if the Chelmain is Osa, and in that case when the Chelmain is Osa, So Rab Zeire, we'll see Rab Zeire is holds like Rab Yochanan, and Rab Zeire says that he says like this, that when you say Chelmein is also, it can only be also if it's on the Kesha, and if it's on the Kesha, there's no difference between Chelmein and Chelmein. But now Taisus is going to elaborate a little on the Baraisa. The whole Yerushalmi is going. We learned in the Baraisa, Kailif Mokim Adam. Come Abasahochi. When are you not allowed to eat the dam? So Rabbi said, Loishon Elachelmein. Avachelmein Mutter. O Mashme Mutter, Ben Sorech Likloif. You can eat the dam. Period. That's what Taisus wants to bring the Yerushalmi. Taisus wants to say that's Agma, so you can eat the dam. It matters where the dam is. Obosahochi, Maisi da Rabbi Yechon, the Dome ben Chelben ben Chelben also. No, he holds. You're not allowed to eat the dam. You always have to be zerg the dam. Obosahochi, Maisi bereise da Rab Chalakta ba Rab Shol, the Oma Chelmein Mutter. So they says, no, but they may be says you toy seifer, because legally is Chelmein also, ve Chelmein Mutter, obedam gufi koma, kidafrichi, kidafrichis. So Mamela the Baraisa is like Rabriya, Chelmein Osa, Chelmein Mutter. Valo koi the Rabzeire, and Rabzeire is choylik on the Baraisa. The Omar, he says, this Baraisa, hod Omar Chelmein Osa, that's Tamazay Osa, kshenimtse bemokim Zachusay Shalchomen, not all Tamaz Osa on the Chelmein. Peri Zachusay, Kesher Shaloi, gigam bechelmein yeshne a Kesher. Avo Shaloi bemokim a Kesher, Mutter afilo Adam. So Rab Zeire is saying that when you're saying that dam is only also it's on the kesher. If it's not on the kesher, forget about it. Ubo Rab Zeire lister masha omar bebraise chelmei nosa chelmei mutter. The loyme wants to say there's no difference between the chelmei and the chelmei. The loyme shegan chelmei shosa zedavke b'mokim zachusay. Davke b'mokim zachusay. כי במוקים אחר דמבי ימותר אפילו בחלמי. וכי אגב נפץ אנדה זכס אפילו בחלמי נוסר אדם. וקום לרב זיירה בשיצין רב יויכן דלל מיני, או ברייסי דרב חלפת ברבי שואל כשיצין רב חייה ברב יצר. So בקיצר, so Taisus wants to say, according to this third Mahalach, that Fakert, that our sugi and Yerushalmi are speaking about other, that like this, till now we didn't have such a thing, Bechlal, that we're speaking about that the dam is mutter. Taisus says, us, so you're speaking about, if you find dam on the kesher, then the dam is us, if you find dam someplace else, the dam is mutter. Let us go further in the Gemara. Zok the Gemara weiter. Oma cheski, minayim lebeyas temeye shi yasura minatoya. How do we know if an oif tomei was matal abeye, that you're not allowed to eat abeye. Shenema es bas hayano, the daughter of the yana. V'chi bas yeshlo the yana, does a yana is an oiftomi. So the Rant says, v'loi matal beyim, loi shayich boi bas. We mentioned the last time, l'cher it could be. Bas hayano, that's only be called a bas, it would be moilit. The daughter, then it's called Abbas. But since it's only Matal Beyim and the Afroyach comes out from the Beyim, we can't call the Afroyach Bas Hayane. V'chi Bas Yeshlo L'Yano, Ale Eizazu Beyot Meyim. So it seems that he, Chesky Adarshan, Ves Bas Hayane is as Beyas Hayane. that the Beis Hayane is also, it's also Minatoire, and we had heard the Sugi before, Machlekes Rishonim, according to Rashi, it's also Minatoire, you don't get Malkus, according to Tosis, you'll get Malkus. Oh, this is the Makar that a Beye from a Oif Tome is also Minatoire. Frekte Gemore Vidulma Hainu Shmayu. Maybe that's the name of the oif. That's Basayana. That means that's what it's called. It's called a Basayana. So the Gemara says, Lois al kedaitach. No. That's not the name of the bird. Sive basami la'aso kayenim bamidbo. So you see, the oif is a yana, yenim. And here it says Basayana. So that's not the name of the bird. This is the bay of the yana. It's not the name of the bird. Foksiv esa mispeit katanim, the evil ki b'nois yana, or make an evil like the b'nois yana. So it seems there's a mean b'nois yana, and we'll make an evil ki b'nois yana. So the Gemara says, no, ki b'nois yana does not mean Kiyana zu shem misabeles al boneho, and the article brings down the duke seifrim al beyeho, not boneho, it doesn't have bonim, and al beyeho, it's misabel al on the beyim shalom. So that evil kibnois yana on the evil that the yana makes on the beyim. But so nachamo, so the oif is called yana, and whenever it mentions bas or bonus, it means the beya of the yana. Frek the gemore voksiv v'shochnu shom b'nois yana. V'shochnu shom b'nois yana. It's going to the bubble, b'chubone, v'shochnu shom b'nois yana. So the gemore says, no, it's also not gefelach, ki yana zu sheshechenes im boneho, im beyeho. That means that just like a yana is together with the bayim, and it doesn't leave the bayim, so they'll be in bubble, like they're talking about other chayas oifis, they'll remain in bubble like the yana remains together with its bayim. Fine. So again, we're still saying that the oif is yana, and b'nois yana means the bayim of the yana. Correct the Gemara, but Ksiv is another pasuk. The Chabdeini Chayes Asoda. The Chayes Asoda will sing Shira to the Rabbeinu Shloim. Besides the Chayes Tanim, Ubenois Yano, they'll all say Shira. Bisalke Daitoch, Beya Basmeima Shiri, you specifying the Beya will say Shira? So a kochach weistachois, there's a mean of basyana. So a kochach is a mean that there's a shem, there's a certain mean that's called basyana, b'neishyana. So Moses says, you're right. You're right, 100% right. Eloksiv hayana. There's one mean that's called yana. Uchsiv basayan. And there's a mean that's called basayan. You're right. Peshani hocho. But over here, there's basayano, that I said it means beyes yano, shani hochid the posik safra lishtei teves. The posik made it into two words. So since it's two words, so it can't be a name. That means a name has to be one word. If it's a name of a mean, this basayano, so lemaisa, then it would be one word. And since it's two words, it's a raya, it's two, it's the beya of the yana. So bemisin now ready is shver. So ubnois yana you're saying is a name, and it's also two words. So the gemara later is, we're going to rectify this. Correct the gemara umid posek luhu safra. Betarti teves shmamino treishemis nino, because it's two words. So that means it's two shemis. It can't be the name. It's a beya of a yana. Because if it would be that mean, it wouldn't be in two words. Ela meyata es kidol lo'oimel. It says in the pasuk kidol lo'oimel, two words. The pasuk lo safra betray, ochinami detarti shmeininu, kidol lo'oimel is one person. And the pasuk says kidol lo'oimel, two tevois. Okay, the Mincha Shai says in all our Sifrei Torahs we don't have this. Okay, but Al Kaponim, he says, the Mincha Shai says in all the Sifrei Torah Hamadiyakim, it says kidol la'imel, one word. Hagemara says it's two words. He says the Mesiris is a Mesiris that says it's one word. So he says a klal, when there's a machlekes, the Mesiris and the Gemara, we go basa the Mesiris. That's what he says. That's why all our sifrei about kaponim, the Gemara says it was two words. So the Gemara says ela me'ata es kidol la'imel. The pasuk lo safre betray ochinami detarti shmininu. It's two names. It's one name and two words. So if you are noches already to tell me that there's a shame of basyana, and the whole reason such a mean of a basyana, and the whole reason you wanted a darshan beyasyana is because. The whole reason you wanted a darshan beis yana is because it's two words. Two words doesn't not mean it's one shame. You could, just like a dole life, it's one shame and it's two words. So the Gemara says you're right, but the criteria is different. Omri hosom b'shtei teivois posik lohu posik lo. You're right. Kedol loima is two words and one shem. So you see from over here that you could have one shem that's two words. Abo b'shnei shitin loy posik lo. But you'll never find one shem that's on two lines. That means that you'll have a chelik of the shem on one line, and then the next line you'll have the end of the shem. The Torah will never split up a shem in two lines. So, but over here, by Bas Hayano, you can see in the Sefer Torah, okay, we don't have it in our Sefer Torah, but you can see in the Sefer Torah, it say Bas on one line and Hayana on the next line. So Al Kochach, this is not one shame, because one shame, the Torah will never divide it into two lines. So Memela is a raya that this is Basayana means Beyasayana. But here we have clear that a Shem could be two words. I mean, that's what it says. One Shem could be two words. There's a whole shaila in Shulchan Aruch. This is very much negeya in Hilchas Kitten. Yedidya. Is it two words? Is it Yedid Ka? And the second, the Yud Ke is Hashem? Or is it one big Shem? There's a whole bunch of Aminadav. There's a whole bunch of Shemes. That there's a shaila if it should be written take. I mean, it says klorna gemore, it says klorna anagemore that you could have one shem with two tevois. That's what they're like. Ben Zion, we know klor. So the Ben Zion is lachayre is a shem, but it's lachayre is two tevois. By Yedidya, there's a shaila. So there's, Tumas Hadeshin, the Tumas Hadeshin wants to say that just like he says, our Gemara says that by Bas Ayane, you could write in two lines. It's two lines, he says. I said, I looked in the Chemoshim, in the Sifrei Torah, it's not on two lines. The Gemara means you can write it on two lines, because it's two separate words. But if you write it on one line, it's Nishtak Vel. So he says, therefore, by Yedidye, he says, that means even though it's two words, if you make it one word, it's also not Gefela. The Goyin asked on the Tumas Hadeshin is Amoyah de Kechilik. If two lines is Pshat, you can write two words on two lines, but if you can write on one line also. But over here, if Lemaitet had to be written in two words, who says you can make one word out of it? That's the Goyin is Chaylik on the Tumas Hadeshin. Now let us just see Rashi. Kayenim Alma Yana Shmo Veloy Basa Yana. Ve'evil k'mneishana v'ibayim ninu klum yesh lampeh k'yana zu v'chimashma k'evil ha'osti al b'neya t'chabdeini v'ibayim my kovid yodi l'mevat how could the bayim be mechabed how could they say shira b'tarti b'shtei tevis b'shnei shitim bas mikan v'yana mikan.